Give me a paper. And then.
Because I wanted to be on
time. You turn off the house so I can do my announcement in silence?
Look at those earrings. Those are stunning.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow. I need to get stunning.
Good morning. This is the Joint Fellows Apollo ALSAS meeting. It is Thursday, April 11th, 2013, at 7:30 in the morning. We're in Function Room 6 of the International Beijing Hotel.
have another one because you know somebody from the boat.
Hey guys, good morning. It's getting.
Oh, it's not enough. Please.
I even have Sebastian trained. This is great. So happy Thursday. This is a interesting time of the week, right? Because you're just starting to feel, some of you, that you're getting the pace of the meeting. You're starting to understand the, you know, I've got 10 minutes to get across the hallway from the hotel to the conference center, and I've got, you know, this person I said I was going to meet. And, oh, that's right. You know, this session is scheduled, and I know I can see this person at this session. And your head's finally starting to wrap around the whole maze of ICANN, and we kick you out. So today's really focused on keeping you in. So today we'll have several members of the board who will share a bit about how they arrived at ICANN and why it's important for you, specifically those of you around the table, to be here. We will talk to the chairman of the nominating committee, who some of you got to hear on Sunday for newcomer. We've got various ranges of individuals in this room, some of whom have been through the fellowship program once or twice, and they're on their third graduating experience, others first time. Some have been in the internet space for quite a while, sitting on the GAC, members of CCNSO, members of NCUC. Others have not had that experience yet. So it is a mixed bag around the table of where everybody is. And then after these three distinguished gentlemen get a chance to talk to you, we will have several members of the selection committee for the fellowship program stop by, and actually Tatiana is already here. Two of those members are alumni of this program, so know your experience very well. And then we will have Fadi, Akram, Tarek, and Sally from our executive team come in at the end to welcome you backwards and just exchange a bit with you. So, you know, remember the attitude. I mean, this is the chance that you have in a very intimate setting to have a chat, to ask some questions. It could be just about anything that has struck you during the week or anything that you would like to know. So you have the opportunity with some pretty wonderful people this morning, so I'd like you to take advantage of it. And with that, I'm going to hand over to Sebastian Bachelet, a member of our board.
Thank you. Maybe I can have a mic to stand up here. As I don't want to sleep in front of you, you will see it's too noisy. I will try to give you a few insights. But I love this design just because you see here, now you don't see, but it's here it's written 15. It's why I am holding this number, of course. I joined ICANN. My first meeting was in Melbourne 2001, and since then I didn't miss one single meeting. I was fortunate enough to have different hats. I start with the business constituency. At that time I was working for a French company or French non-for-profit organization who gather the chief information officer of the largest 100 French company, and at that time I wanted to know a little bit more about TLD. 2001, if you remember, no, maybe not, but it was the first time ICANN was to introduce new GTLDs. The seventh first new GTLD was in 2000, decided just at the end of 2000, and I participate at the first meeting after that. And if you look to the participation pace of the meetings, we had an increase after the first round. We had an increase after the second round. We have an increase in 2008 when was announced the new program of new GTLD. It was in Paris in June. And we have again an increase Maybe it's partly because it's China, but I am sure that it's also because we are arriving very close to the real launch of new GTLD for the third time in ICANN history. Then I start with the business consultancies, and I move. At that time, I was elected as chair of the ISAC chapters, and with other, we helped to organize URALO. URALO is a European regional at-large organization. You have five per region, but I am sure that you already had a presentation by Olivier of at-large, and I will not get into that. I was elected to be one of the representatives from Europe in the ILAC. And when in 2010, finally, the board of ICANN accept to create a new seat, a full member of the board selected or elected by at-large, I had the fortune to be elected. It was really tough. I was with very good other people who might have been very good selection for the board. And now, since December 2010, I am a member of the board. What is important is that all of you will have different experience. And what is interesting in this program, it's something I was dreaming when I arrived. You can't imagine how much it will help you to enter within ICANN to be able to be in this fellowship program. It's something marvelous. Then it took me three or four meetings before understanding something. You will have less meetings needs to understand what is happening here, even if it's becoming more complex, I am sure. But I want to take one decision, because it will be one of the last one who will talk today. Don't forget that the board chooses the CEO. And if there are changes in this organization, it's not because we have one CEO. It's not only that. It's because the board decides to have this CEO. And it's not a personal view or a personal way of acting only. It's because it was a choice by the board that it was time to have such type of CEO. And it's because I don't like the, as we say in French, culte de la personnalité. He's a bright guy, but don't forget that we are an organization. We are not a single-man organization. And he's not asking for that. But remember always, when you talk with board member, he's one of the 16 board member, voting board member here. You see, he's here. We are equal, except that he spent 200% of his time to work for ICANN. We just spend 100%. I really want to stress that, because if we are here, it's not by hazard. It's not because, oh, yes, we find a candidate. No, we do that consciously. And I want to take this opportunity to thank again George, because George was in charge of running the committee of the board to help for the selection, and he provided very good candidate to the board to decide at the end. Now, I will stop here because you have a lot of people today, but I would like, if you want, answer question you could have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. And we may have questions, but I had promised Yurio to have the floor, and I had gotten so overwhelmed by you sitting next to me that I forgot that. So I would like to turn that over to Yurio right now and then come back for questions. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Good morning. My name is Yrjö Länsipuro. I come from Finland. I'm the chair of the nominating committee this year. The nominating committee is an important element in the ICANN structure, in the bottom-up structure of ICANN. These are the total numbers of leadership persons the nominating committee appoints. And you see that it's a total of 8 directors on the board, 3 to GNSO Council, 3 to CGNSO Council, and 5 to ALAC. And these are the numbers for this year. So this year we're looking for 3 directors, 2 councillors to GNSO, 1 for CGNSO, and 3 for ALAC, coming from Africa, Asia, Australia, Pacific, and Latin America, Caribbean regions. And then next year again, the 2 other regions their representatives will be elected. This is the composition of the nominating committee. Basically, you see that all or mostly all constituencies are represented on the nominating committee, but especially since there are new stakeholder groups coming up, constantly in the GNSO, it means that perhaps also the structure needs to adapt to the changes of ICANN. But the basic idea is that all groups in ICANN are represented here. So the nominating committee is, let's say, as democratic as possible. ICANN has no shareholders. ICANN has no members. Well, that means that we cannot use those methods that are used in corporations or in organizations of another type, like NGOs. And this is the best alternative in these circumstances. Our timetable this year is pretty tight. We are still in the candidate application period. And the deadline for applications is 1st of May. After that, we start assessing the candidates, evaluating them, and putting them, in a green, yellow, and red basket. In Durban, we interview the most promising candidates, and now I'm talking about board candidates, about 10 of them. And after that, we have a final selection meeting. After that, there is due diligence period, which is run by ICANN Legal. And finally, the selectees will be taking up their new role at the annual general meeting in Buenos Aires. NOMCOM is not a black box. You may have heard that the nominating committee is like a bunch of cardinals who go to Rome to elect the Pope, and then, the white smoke comes up, and poof, and they abemus papam. But we have to be confidential about one thing, and that is names. We don't tell anybody who has applied, and afterwards we destroy our papers so that they are not floating around. But the fact that we have to be confidential and secretive about the names is no excuse for us for making mystery about everything about the NOMCOM. So we have decided to try to be as transparent and open as possible and meet the high standards of ICANN in this regard. And basically the slogan is process is open, but data is confidential. We have implemented this openness already in 2 ways. There is a monthly report card, which is issued right after our meetings, and the NOMCOM members who come from these various constituencies and stakeholder groups, remember the graph there, the members send these report cards of our work to the constituencies they come from. Here, I gather that people have been quite happy about that, being regularly informed about what their representatives on NOMCOM are doing. The other thing is that there have been first ever open meetings of the nominating committee and its subcommittee on outreach here in Beijing. That's the historic first. There are a few constraints when we elect when we select the board members. That is to say, there has to be at least one, but no more than five from any region. No government or IGO, intergovernmental organization employees, can be appointed, and finally appointment by NOMCOM. It's not a secondary channel for supporting organizations or advisory committee's representation. It means we have to look at other people, those who otherwise would not have a channel to go to the board. We're looking for experienced people, obviously. I think the most important things are that they already have demonstrated their ability on board level positions and been exposed to global issues. Networks, reputation, all those good things, but especially in ICANN, they need to have experience from bottom-up policy development in multi-stakeholder environments. Character traits, of course, commitment to ICANN's values, passion for the Internet, which has been much talked about here, and all those other good things. Cultural transposability. What do I mean by that? It means that there's an ability to apply one's skills in a linguistic and cultural context which is different from one's own. That's to say, like a musician, ability to play the melody in several keys, not only C major but F sharp. And, of course, willing and able to devote the time necessary, to travel as required, and to accept a set level of compensation. And finally, free of conflicts of interest with ICANN's activities. So, ICANN needs you. Thank you.
Are there any questions on this part? Lots of hopefuls in the room, I hope, for years to come. Go ahead, Dasha.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Dasha. I'm from Russia.
Yeah.
And just a little question to go into detail about the candidates for the NOMCOM. What will be the requirements in terms of their work, the obligations? It is people that will be in, you know, they will be decently working, and what will be the daily work requirements for those people reporting or writing, participating remotely? What kind of work it will be for the people chosen for this position?
Could you repeat first? The acoustics is so. Yeah.
Just what kind of work will be required?
What type of work?
Required from the candidates.
Yeah.
What kind of work is required from the candidates? Reporting, writing, participating remotely. The daily work for those people who will
like
be
workload.
Chosen. Yeah, workload and just but okay, concrete okay. Action, what will be expected of those people.
Yeah, so what we are telling to the board candidates, first of all, is that it's about 20 hours of work weekly. Of course, that's the average. And then you have to go to three ICANN meetings a year. You have a couple of board retreats, and there is other travel possibly. So that it's quite a commitment. It's quite a commitment actually, and that's a problem because people, the high quality people we're looking for, not necessarily have all that time to devote. there's compensation if they want $35,000 a year, but that's not a salary. That's what they call stipend or honorary. So that you need to have your day job, or then retirees or persons of independent means. But for ordinary people, this is certainly a problem. Yes, please.
Hello, my name is Rosalia Morales from CostaRica.cr registry. And my question is, I've noticed there's an option to suggest members. How does that work, and does that apply for board members?
Thank you. It works. There is on the website. And if you go to the ICANN website and you find the NOMCOM website, and basically it's nomcom.icann.org, and from there you should be able to go to there are like two ways. You can either if you're interested in applying, you go to the statement of interest part, but then there's also a way to go and make a suggestion, to suggest, recommend somebody. But then, if you do that, the person, him or herself, has to fill an SOI. Thank you. I'm sorry, I think I have to run because we're chairing our own meeting at 8 o'clock. So, thank you.
Nick, if you want to walk and talk, you're out. That'd be great.
Thank you, Janice. Can you all hear me? Good, thank you. My name is George Sadowski. I'm a member of the board of directors of ICANN. I first became involved with ICANN in 2004 when Vint Cerf, who was then the chair, asked me to chair the nominating committee. So I was a URI for 3 years, actually, and advised the committee the fourth year. I then became during that time, interested more in what ICANN was doing, and I put my name in as a candidate for the board. And I think on the third time I was selected. I've served for 3 years and then applied again, and I'm now in my second term as a board member. So there's a lot to say. ICANN is an unusual organization. It embodies what we call the multi-stakeholder model, which you've heard about, no doubt, this week as you've been going to your various meetings. It's also the forerunner of a trend that the Internet itself has made possible, and that is the weakening and potentially the abolition of national borders eventually. And this is, I think, maybe it's more important than what it actually does. Those of you who have seen the Internet grow understand, I think, that it is perhaps one of the most revolutionary advances in society that we have seen. And one of the things that it does is it makes national borders essentially irrelevant for a lot of things. The Internet doesn't know any boundaries. Vint Cerf has said occasionally that the Internet is an experiment that escaped from the laboratory. And there's a lot of truth to that, in that it started as an experiment and it was so useful to its initial community that it started to be used by more and more people. It became commercialized in the 1990s when it was clear that there were services that it could offer a very broad population. The Internet and ICANN are now in adolescence as a result of this. We've gone through our infancy. We now have probably 2 billion users on the planet, maybe more. I don't know. The exact number doesn't matter a lot. It became pretty clear in the late 90s that it was necessary to adopt a much broader system of addressing, a system of routing information from one place to the other. And the before that, the domain name system was a basis for allowing you to address sites for information or for email. And in 1998, it was clear that that namespace, which had been privately held, really needed expansion. And so ICANN was formed. In 1998, I don't know quite how many names there were, maybe 2 or 3 or 4 million, something like that. But as the demand for Internet services has grown, it's clear that the way in which you can identify people and places is through that namespace. And ICANN was formed as a result of that. Well, we've grown. We've matured. We have a governance model, which is fairly unique, the multi-stakeholder model. I suspect that when we look back on ICANN and the Internet 10 years from now, we'll say, oh, gosh, we could all get in one convention center, or we could get in one room. The Internet will have exploded by then, and I think it'll be a fundamental part of societal fabric. Now, why are you here? You probably have your own ideas of why you've been selected, what I'd like to say is that this is a win-win situation. This is an opportunity for us to invest in you, and it's an opportunity for you to take advantage of that investment. But with that investment, I think, comes an obligation. And Janice, I don't know if you've talked about this, but you have had an opportunity that a number of other people who've applied, and maybe a lot of people who didn't even know about it but would have applied if they could, to come here and absorb the richness of these conversations that you've had this week, the material that's been presented, the contact with other people in this industry, because it is an industry among other things. This is going to give you substantial opportunities, and I hope that when you go back to your countries that you will understand that the investment made in you is really made so that others whom you know can take advantage of it also. In other words, you have an obligation, I think, to spread this, to educate people, to tell them about ICANN, to tell them about the Internet, to help develop the Internet in your own countries. I talk to the fellows at the beginning of the week, and I say I would like to get to know you during the week. That, unfortunately, that's not possible this week, although I've met some of you and had a good time talking with you. What I'd like to say is good luck. Take this as an opportunity to exploit for the good of yourself, your colleagues in your countries, and for the Internet community in general. Thank you.
Thank you, George. And I love that word investment, and I don't think I've used it at all this week. So I really appreciate that terminology because it truly is. Are there any questions for George or Sebastian while you have them here? Go ahead, Hutch.
You said it all. Okay. My name is Ali Haji from Comoros. I want one question for Sebastian. We saw in the NOMCOM a different member of the NOMCOM. My English is not good, but I think you will understand me. The NOMCOM, we have many members from different countries or from different regions. But in the board of ICANN, we didn't know how many people in the board and what the selection criteria of the board. Thank you.
I think everything is on the website. That's an easy answer. But we, as the Euro say, we have the obligation to have at least one per region. Within ICANN, there are 5 regions. Then one at least must be coming from each of these 5 regions and up to 5 in one single region. That's the case since the beginning. It's mandatory. We can't get out of that. It's why the NOMCOM needs to have all the choice made by the SO and ACs beforehand to make that final selection
to balance. And I am sure they take other topics on board, like sub-regional, gender balance, knowledge, age, and so on and so forth. Of course, there is a commitment time, but there is also all this balance that we need to try to better incorporate within the board. For example, I really think we miss today more women in the board. That's unbalanced, but the question is that for that you need to have candidates, and you need to have good candidates, and that's not so easy. Then if you know people, if you know good women who can jump into the board of ICANN, great, do it. Send them to the non-nominating committee. Thank you.
I'd like to add something to that. Yuri didn't stress this as much as he could have because he didn't have enough time. But the NOMCOM also selects for the supporting organizations, the GNSO, generic network, generic names, and the country code names, and the ALAC. And in some way, these are more important positions than the board positions because that's where the work gets done. And for example, the ALAC, the at large, representing the community of users around the world, produced, I think, 40 position papers last year on various aspects of what ICANN was doing. And those position papers on issues of interest go into the decision-making process regarding what ICANN policy should be. The board essentially looks and approves or disapproves, and in exceptional circumstances intervenes. So don't forget these supporting organizations. They're interesting, they're important, they're meaningful, they do good work, and it's I think, a very enjoyable experience.
And my name is Olaf Nordling. I'm in support of NOMCOM. The chair had to rush to our own little meeting, but I'm staying around to respond to questions, additional questions. And I just want to provide a little practical advice. If you think about somebody or are interested yourself in, George has said, in the SOAC positions that NOMCOM appoints as well. Well, the way to get to the NOMCOM site, you go down to the fine print on the front page of the ICANN, the opening page of on the ICANN site, and there you would find in fine print, font 8 or something, nominating committee. You click on that, and then you will see how to apply and also how to suggest useful candidates that you think are good. And I think you're an excellent crowd to do that. You've spread around the world, and we need the diversity which has been spoken about. And you certainly know people that would be excellent board candidate. And you can recommend, suggest candidates either anonymously or providing your name. And of course, well, somebody that gets sort of an advice or a suggestion, because we will contact them then and say that you have been suggested. Are you interested? In that case, please fill out an SOI, which is our name for an application form. It's a bit, arcane as a statement of interest, it means, but a statement of interest can mean many other things. In our case, it's an application form. So think about it and go down to the fine print on the ICANN page, get to NOMCOM and suggest somebody. They will be happy, probably, that somebody was thinking about them. So that's my little advice.
One question for Internet. Albert Daniels. The question for George. In 2030, what would you consider to the equivalent to the developing countries workshop held at the INET 95, which can create Internet evangelists from developing countries who will go to Internet in their regions?
Well, I think I understand the question. I was the director of that workshop that you talked about in 1995. I suspect you know that. So I think I can make the comparison. Those, what you're referring to are the a series of workshops run by the Internet Society to train people in network technology. And I think just there are two events, repetitive events now that are performing that function. Well, really three. One is this fellowship program that you are learning about internet governance, and you're learning about it from the bottom up, the details. We don't practice theory here very much. This is practice. The second is the IGF, the Internet Governance Forum, which is a quasi-United Nations event that's held every year. This year it's going to be held in Bali, Indonesia in October. And there is a relatively unstructured set of activities, and the fact that it's unstructured and doesn't come to make decisions is its success, where you can meet several thousand people who are concerned about internet issues all over the planet, from governance to content to technology. And the third is what the Internet Society is continuing to do through a whole variety of workshops and educational events that are primarily local now in cities or in countries that provide this kind of exposure and education to the myriad features of the internet environment. Have I responded, or do you want to follow up, is that good?
I think so. That's not my question. I think so.
It's
for the internet.
Yeah, George, that was actually from Albert Daniels, who is online with us. He's a former fellow or an alumni from the program. I want to give the mic to Nicholas from Paraguay.
Hello, my name is Nicholas. I have a question going back to the NOMCOM thing. Let's say you apply and you pass all the filters and they finally decide that you're good enough and everything else, right? That your jokes are good and you're funny. what is the procedure? I mean, you sign up a contract. How long is the contract? Sorry for the stupid questions, but, you know, like, in case... I'm sure I will be selected, so that's why I want to know this. No, I'm joking. No. What is the legal bind? Is it a two-year contract, three-year contract? What is the procedure?
It's not a contract.
Quite simply. So it's an appointment, and you're a volunteer, and that's around about it. Of course, in the situation for the board members, and in particular if they receive compensation, well, there's a little stronger bound, in a sense. And I think there are, George, help me here. In those cases, I mean, you do receive compensation, which is a honorary, but there is no sort of a contractual relationship comes with that either. I hope that answers your questions, and I wish you good luck.
Hi, Barry from Papua New Guinea. I've learned throughout the week that there are certain things that are happening that I believe I should ask now. Maybe the answer's in the fine print, maybe we'll find it later, but if I may ask. I learned that your NOMCOM is also supporting the other constitutions like the CNSO, but I learned that there's some CCTLDs are not members, are not contributing, are not supporting ICANN through their constituents. How are they going to be eligible? How is it's okay?
To Thank start you. With, all CCTLDs are not members of the CCNSO, which is the supporting organization related to CCTLD matters. Now, that doesn't preclude, well, these other CCTLDs, and, well, their leadership to apply for being a NOMCOM appointee to the CCNSO. By no means. I hope that was a question that I answered, or did I answer something else?
I think Sebastian's going to follow up.
Yeah.
Vous pouvez utiliser les casques? Pour ceux qui ne parlent pas français, bien évidemment. Parce que comme on a des outils...
So if you'd like to put on your headset, Sebastian would prefer to parlez-vous français?
Je crois que je parlez-vous français. Merci. Non. Je ne fais pas ça pour vous embêter, mais je pense que si on veut être ouvert, si on veut permettre à plus de gens de participer, quand il y a des outils qui sont mis à notre disposition, il faut les utiliser. Sinon, un jour, on viendra nous dire « ça sert à rien, tout le monde comprend l'anglais, il n'y a pas besoin de faire d'interprétation, et donc on passera ça en pertes et profits ». Donc même si je suis le seul, j'essaye de tenir ce rôle de parler en français de temps en temps. Je pourrais tenter l'espagnol, mais ce matin c'est un peu difficile. Je voulais juste dire une chose sur la question qui a été posée sur le CCNSO qui est fort intéressante, parce que on a un peu oublié l'histoire. Et je comprends la réponse qui vient de vous être apportée. Moi, je n'apporterai pas la même, parce que quand on a discuté, négocié la création du CCNSO, j'étais un de ceux qui considéraient qu'il fallait qu'il y ait d'autres constituencies dans le CCNSO, et en particulier des représentants des utilisateurs entreprises qui ont des noms de domaine dans DCC dans beaucoup de pays du monde. Parce que bien évidemment, pour ce qui est de la politique nationale, elle se fait dans chaque CC, dans chaque pays. Mais il y a un certain nombre d'éléments qui sont plus globaux. Et donc là, le compromis qui a été trouvé, ça a été de dire non, il n'y aura pas d'autres que des managers de CCTLD, mais on accepte trois personnes qui viennent par le Nominating Committee. Et donc, si j'avais, moi, à donner un conseil au Nominating Committee, non, ça n'est pas ouvert aux managers de CCTLD, c'est fait pour être la voix des autres dans le CCNSO, et pas la même voix qu'on réplique parce qu'on ne voudrait pas adhérer au CCNSO. Je suis peut-être le seul à penser ça, mais je le maintiens, et si j'avais Chris Dispeigne et les autres négociateurs des CCTLD qui étaient là à ce moment-là, je tiendrais le même discours devant eux. Merci.
Et je dois dire que Sébastien est absolument correct. En premier lieu, le comité de nomination cherche donc des utilisateurs, ceux qui ne sont pas premièrement des gérants de CCTLD, par exemple. Mais, bon, ça veut dire que il se peut, c'est pas exclu, qu'il y aura des managers de CCTLD qui sont nominés. Ça peut se faire, mais ce n'est pas pourvu en premier lieu d'être le chemin pour les CCTLD de avoir.
For the CCTLD to have
position dans
positions in the management of the CCNSO. It is really planned for users, representative of the community in general, community of the Internet. As Sebastian said, we have to think that it would not be a closed formula, the management of the CCNSO. Pardon me? J'espère que ça a été une bonne réponse, parce que c'était une réponse assez longue et la langue est magnifique. Mais je sais que vous avez d'autres questions, mais en premier, je voudrais présenter M. Crosterton, qui est
Global Stakeholder Engagement Group. She does have another meeting, and I do want to let her introduce herself to all of you and to the meeting that's coming up this morning. And I know you have a couple of other staff members here too you might want to introduce.
Bonjour tout le monde. Je ne parle pas en français ce matin parce que c'est trop tôt.
Not going to speak French this morning.
Okay. I did think that up for at least 10 minutes before I said it, just to annoy Sebastian. such good teamwork we have at ICANN, I just want you to know that. So, yes, very nice to meet all of you. My name is Sally Costerton, and I lead stakeholder engagement for ICANN. Engagement seems to be the word of the week at this meeting. It's quite extraordinary. I don't think I've been into a single meeting, even ones that were nothing to do with engagement, apparently, where engagement didn't come up. And I think if there is one thing that this entire community agrees with, and it doesn't agree with much, as you might have learned by now, it's that ICANN as a community needs to increase its engagement around the world to bring new people into ICANN, to help them to understand how the internet works and how it's governed. And I would go further and say that we want more people to care. We want more people to know so that they can care and want to have a say about how the future of the internet is created. And this group here, you are, and I come from, as you might be able to tell from my voice, I come from the UK. And we have a slang, an idiom expression for this in the UK, and we would describe this group as the pointy end of the stick. In other words, you are at the vanguard, a much better way of putting it. You're at the front of this initiative. And the fact that you are here at all, and the fact that you have committed so much of your time, for some of you, probably wondering why you're coming almost. It's like this is a completely new experience for some of you, not now, after 4 days. A bit of an adventure. But I really, really admire you for doing this. Because to come here, I think there's a process that you go through. I've been here now for 6-7 months, and this is my second meeting. And as you come and you become part of the ICANN family, I hope that you will go through the process that I've been through or I'm going through, which is the waking up every day and realizing that you can really make a difference here. You really, really can. Now, we need more people to come and join us to make a difference. But just by being here, you have made an enormous step in that process. And I suspect, and I hope I'm right, that you will never go back. I said to somebody last night, I don't think people ever leave ICANN. I really don't think they do. ICANN, of course, is a community. It's not a company. It's a unique organization. So if you look around you, this is the only industry that I have ever come across. It may be the only industry where every single person, and there are only about 5 or 6 of them, with the sad exception of John Postel, who left us very young, who invented the internet, who built the internet, they're all still alive, and they're highly active, and you will meet them, and you will get to know them over the time at ICANN, and you really will. It's quite extraordinary. So you can go to the people that built the internet, and you can sit with them, you can say, hey, what did you think was going to happen when you did this? How did you see the future coming? And the ability to have that kind of involvement, that kind of access, and that kind of learning for yourselves will invigorate you to want other people to join. I'm really confident. So as an engagement head, an engagement person, I really hope that you'll be part of our community in the future. You'll continue to be very active. And I thank you for being here and for showing your commitment, and I hope that you'll continue to do so. Now, I have some colleagues here who I'd like to introduce themselves. We have a team that spans the world. We can't just engage from Los Angeles. And you will all have heard about our internationalization exercise. We've talked about it a lot this week, and you've heard Fadi talk about it. So I'm going to hand the mic over to them to introduce themselves.
I've got one here if you want to start there.
Oh, we've got two mics. Ah, we're really splashing out.
Hello, my name is Savi Vodaya, and I represent ICANN in the Pacific Islands, Australia, New Zealand region.
Good morning. I'm Behar Asmat. I work for the Global Stakeholder Engagement in the Middle East.
Nigel Hickson, Global Stakeholder Relations Europe, and I had the pleasure of speaking to you earlier in the week. You might remember, well,
You might not.
Good morning. I'm Everton Lucero. I've recently joined this extraordinary team, and I'm based in Brazil, working with stakeholder engagement in Brazil.
Do we have translation from Russian? Oh, no, sorry. And I don't speak French. But I'm Veni Markovsky. I'm VP, Vice President for Russia and Eastern Europe. And I encourage everyone here, I see several people from the region, to please send invitation to people to join the board and other governing bodies of ICANN, because so far for 13 years there has been only one East European on the board, and that's very unacceptable.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Andrea Beccalli. Bonjour, tout le monde. I'm the regional manager for stakeholder engagement based in Brussels for Europe. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Andrea and Everton are new joiners to the team, but they're not new joiners to ICANN. Both of them have been involved in ICANN extensively in different roles over the last few years, and we have many people in our team who have touched this program. Some have been fellows. So I would definitely say that, you know, if engagement and outreach is something that interests you, who knows? Certainly we hope our team will work with us, but the potential is really there. So I hope that you will get to know, those of you who live in the regions will get to know these guys. They're the first point of contact for you. They're responsible for pulling the community together and helping that community to coalesce and engage at a regional level, as well as working as a global team. So I hope you enjoy working with them. Now I think probably I'm going to hand over to Fadi, who will probably speak to you in French, which seems to be the order of the day. But have a very good day. Bonne chance. And I wish you very safe travels home, and enjoy the public forum this afternoon, which is an exceptional experience if you've never had it before. You will enjoy it.
And we'll be together at 11 o'clock. I'll be bringing all of you with me so that we can join into the global stakeholder engagement discussion on outreach. And so I would like all the voices to come with us at 11 o'clock in the Grand Hall A. Thank you, Sally, very much.
Thank you, Sally. It's becoming harder and harder to follow Sally. Sally and I are both new to this community, just like you are. So in a way, we share with you the fact that we have to learn a lot about how the community works and how ICANN works. There's a lot going on at ICANN all the time. And I'm sure you feel the same thing when you come into the ICANN community, understanding all the things going on and understanding where your voice can be heard is important. So, in a way, get courage by watching Sally and I get our feet wet into this community. We are in the same boat as you. Good morning to all of you. Bonjour. It's good to be here. I think you've heard enough from me in the last few days, so I'm sure you're tired of hearing from me. But I will just start with a few words and then be happy to take any of your questions. If I look 3 years forward, when my term will end at ICANN, and I think, what would be the thing I would like to leave and say we've done at ICANN? I will tell you, the one thing I hope we do by the time I'm done 2.5 years from now, or 2 years from now, is to say that we have been able to bring new blood into this community. This is a community that has grown together for many years and needs to go to the next step of breaking down these walls and enabling more people to come into the community. I said this in my very first speech in Prague, that ICANN sometimes feels like a fortress. And within that fortress, we have many little fortresses, right? You have the unique possibility, especially with the new leadership, to actually break down these walls, break down the fortress, and really turn us, as I showed in my opening, into an oasis. And for those of you who live near a desert, and I come from Egypt, so I know what a desert is. An oasis in the desert is a place you can see from far, and a place where you can see life from far, and it never has walls. It's always open. It's always welcoming. And it's a place where people feel they kinship. You know, even if they fight in the desert, when they come to the oasis, typically they sit down together, they drink from the same water, and they find life together. ICA needs to get to that stage. And any organization, after many years, same people, becomes a bit of a fortress. You know? And especially if people believe in what they have, then they want to defend it. They build walls, make sure people don't come in and ruin the great thing they have. But I think right now the worst defense is to actually wall off ICANN. And that's why you heard me say when the Wicked conference was going, I got an invitation. Now, I will give you a little bit of insight. Most people in the community said, don't go. Don't go to the Wicked. You cannot give an opening speech at the ITU. And Sally, Tarek, and I sat down and we said, that's actually not the right thing to do. We should go. When we get invited by the so-called other side to open their forum, we should go. But no one would adhere to that position. And then we realized the three of us are really the newcomers, just like you. We're the people who did not necessarily feel we have to be in a fortress. But quite the opposite. We have to go. And we spent 2 to 3 weeks talking to all the members of the community, saying why we should go there, why we should lean, as I said, lean into the ITU, not run away from the ITU and throw stones at them. And the result was really remarkable. It was remarkable. All the people that told us not to go, right after my speech, many of them were there, came up almost in tears, saying, so good that we came. So good that we spoke. So good that we expressed ourselves in the heart of the ITU, at the Wicked. And I want to commend my team, the members of my team, especially Nigel sitting there in the corner, who fought very, very hard for me to go and speak. And I really give him the credit for not giving up when everybody else was saying, don't go. But to me, this is who you are. So you are my allies in many ways. You are the new people coming into this community. You are the fellows who bring the view from outside into the oasis and break down the walls with me. So I consider you to really be my allies. And I want more of you. You know, there's 29, I understand, or so of you. I hope we have 50 and 100 and hundreds of fellows that can come into the ICANN community and change the dialogue. And open it, you know. And Alain, who's sitting back there, was also one of the people who kept telling me, you know, go to them. Go to them. And he leaned personally hard to make sure that I go. But that's a voice that I look for you to bring to the ICANN community. Now, what do I do for you? Whatever you want me to do. If you guys come back and say, come to our countries, come to our communities, speak to them, engage with them, let them know how ICANN can be a place where they come and get their voices heard, get their business done, get their work advanced. I'm ready to do that. I think you can see from my schedule and my time and my focus that going out and spending time with you and having this great team of people we're building of engagement professionals, people who understand what engagement means. And engagement, which you will do also with us, the number one rule of engagement, and this is actually what you study, and I went, ICANN sent me to a school last summer before I started because they said you don't know how to engage, so we'll send you to a school. So I did. I did. I really did. And it was a superb class I attended, and I wish many of us can attend this class. It was a two-week class, all day, every day for 2 weeks. But the number one rule of engagement is listening. Listening. That's what they teach diplomats. Listen. And listening is not just, you know, appearing to listen. Listening is action, actually. Listening is taking the other person's viewpoint. It's analyzing it. It's processing it. It's taking action based on it. It's changing how you think, what you do. You know, one of the communities at ICANN that is very hard on me, and their mode of communicating with me is an attack mode, is the non-commercial side of, I don't know, what is the official name of Robin Gross's team? The non-commercial side. They're very tough on me, right? And their mode of discussing things with me is very strong. And I respect that. They have some very important views, right? And so what I did, for example, when I felt that they felt not heard, I've been spending time with them privately saying, listen, I am listening. You don't need to attack. You know, let's sit down and talk. And in your communities, you'll find that. You'll find people who know the only way that you could hear them is that they attack. It's okay. Sit with them. Let them express themselves. This morning, I met with my whole staff in the morning, and I told them, I said, today we have the public forum. It's the most important forum. And people will come and attack us in that forum. Perfect. Listen. Listen and take note. Because if people do attack, it means they have grievances. This is our job to listen. And when you go back to your communities, please listen. Let's not be defensive. Let's be proactive. Let's take the listening in. That's number one rule of engagement, is to listen, is to take it in, process it, analyze it, do something with it. And when you feel down, and some days I feel down, I was quite dispirited Tuesday night, went to my room on my own at night, and my wife was with me, so I told her, so I really need some time alone to just absorb all the negative I heard during the day. But, you know, I have to remember two things. One, and you, I'm sharing this with you, so you do too when you go back and people attack us and attack ICANN. Remember two things. One, for every person that comes hard at us, there's probably 10 who want to tell us good things but just don't get a chance to. So that should give us a little bit of calm. Secondly, that if people are attacking, 99% of the time, they are because they have real grievances. It's just how they know. That's the only way they know how to do it. Yes, you may argue with them, there's a better way to attack. Maybe we can sit down, we can take your points in a different way. But maybe that's the only way they know. So I'm asking you to be soldiers with me. Huh? This is a tough job. What we're proposing at ICANN is new. And let me close by telling you this. This is very important. What we're proposing at ICANN, the reason we are all sitting at this table and coming to ICANN, is because ICANN is doing something that has not been done in history before. I know people focus on our technical functions, and yeah, we have technical functions. But what are we here for is not just the technical functions. We're here to also project that humanity, all men and women of this world, can actually sit down together and agree on how to manage a common resource. So many times in the past, the world has failed to manage things like water, air. Look at how we've managed air, because it's a borderless resource. How have we managed air? Terribly. Look at Kyoto and what came out of it. Nothing. Meanwhile, people are dumping into the air because who cares? It'll go to the neighbors. There's no borders. But the internet is a borderless, open resource. And it is on us to actually make sure it stays this way and it's shared equally and fairly with everybody. This is the reason I get up every morning and still do this job. And you know that you and I have many other choices. We could spend our time and our lives doing many things. But what makes me get up every morning and say, I want to do this, not anything else, is that I feel entrusted with you to actually protect this incredible resource called the internet from being broken. Yesterday, who was at the Great Hall yesterday? Were you at the, many of you came to the Great Hall? And I'm sorry we couldn't get everyone there. And I told my team this morning, this is the last time we have a gala event where not everyone at the ICANN meeting should attend. And if the host can't do it, let's not do it. No more. This idea that some of us got there. And anyway, that's it. separate issue. But let me just tell you, standing in that great hall of the people in China, to me, was a sign that this nation here that has the most internet users on the planet, the most people as a nation on the planet, has come to the agreement with us. And many of you probably can imagine, but I know what took place before we were given the permission to be at that hall. This was China telling ICANN, we will be part of your one world, one internet. And that's why I said this when I made the toast. And I've been in meetings all along the last few months so that China came to the conclusion that the best thing to do is to actually be part of our mission of one world, one internet, as opposed to only 8 months ago in Budapest, their vice minister saying, we want internet sovereignty and we have our own route. We've come a long way. How did we do that? We did that through engagement, through listening, and through working with them. And we find ourselves in the great hall of the people. This is a great achievement of engagement. So to all of us goes the credit. And let's keep doing that with that spirit. You know, and I know sometimes, you know, when we get into the weeds of ICANN, we forget the mission, but that's our core mission. That's why we're here. Don't forget that. Okay? Any questions for me before I go? Any questions, any thoughts? Please.
Fadi, my name is Siva Subramaniam. I'm from Internet Society India, Chennai. And my question to Fadi is, what are you doing? I mean, I know that you're doing quite a lot. I'm just asking you to tell us, what are you doing to reach out to the people in the top level of politics and government? And that is where policy decisions are made. That is where decisions to affect the internet are made. What have you been doing and what do you plan to do to reach out to the leaders of countries? Please tell us.
Traditionally, ICANN has not engaged in a substantive way with political leaders. Traditionally, we have not. We have kept this largely to the GAC and the GAC efforts. With the new leadership in the GAC and the new leadership at ICANN, we've had a substantive dialogue that while the GAC has to deal with certain matters in a structured way, according to the ICANN model, it does not preclude the ICANN staff and board from engaging with political leaders. In fact, if we do it well, we could help the GAC by doing it properly. So once we reach that general understanding with Heather Dryden, the chairwoman of the GAC, we brought on board people. I mean, for example, take Dr. Kamel. I mean, Tariq Kamel, who, by the way, apologizes very, very much for not being here. He called me last night. He's not well. He got a bad cold, and he's been pushing himself for a few days, and it was getting really bad. So he apologizes to all of you, but I'll speak for him. As you know, Dr. Kamel was the Minister of Telecommunications of Egypt and one of the real pioneers of making the internet and telecommunications a great reality in Africa. So he's on board. And for the first time, we have a full-time senior executive whose sole job is to engage with governments and international governmental organizations. And he started building a team, you know, not just Mandy Carver. He brought Nora Abusita. Nora was the right-hand person of the minister of the UAE in Washington, D.C., and has great political experience. We're growing that team now. We're bringing more people. And frankly, I'm very engaged. And I'm very engaged with as many leaders as I can in a substantive way. I don't need more photo opportunities with senior leaders. I mean, I have enough photos. I think I had 700 photos taken last night. That's good enough with my little bow tie. But I think what we need to do is have substantive discussions. I'll give you one example of such substantive discussion. Lebanon. I had one literally half day free when I was rushing from Africa back to Europe. So I said, why don't I stop by in Lebanon, called the community there. Immediately we had meetings with the Prime Minister, with the Minister of Telecommunications, with the Minister of the Economy. And in one day, we convinced that country that they need to change the way they have internet policy made in Lebanon. And we told them the model they should look at is the Brazilian model, which is a good model. right, with CGI.br. In the same day, we convinced the Prime Minister and the two ministers to go forward with it. And since then, which is only 3 weeks ago, they changed the law in Lebanon to allow governments to sit on nonprofit boards. They formed a nonprofit organization like CGI.br. They funded their people to go to Brazil to meet in Sao Paulo with CGI.br and learn from them how they manage that board. And they're moving forward with creating the first Arab region model that looks like Brazil. That's engagement at the right level with the right people to actually move forward with a model that works for these countries. And I'll be doing this. India is another example where the Indian government wanted what I called superficial engagement. And we said, I'm not going to do superficial engagement. They said, oh, you need to come to Delhi. I said, to do what? I will come to Delhi when we have a model of moving forward. So we're putting pressure on the Indian government to form a multi-stakeholder body. So they did, and then they called us. We're ready. We have a multi-stakeholder body. It was all government. We said, we're not coming. We don't want to go meet a multi-stakeholder body that's all government. So we're engaging with governments, but we're engaging in a meaningful way, and we will continue to do that as best we can. Unfortunately, there's too many of them. There's 100-some governments. So there's so much I can do as fast as I can. But we now have people like Everton, people like Nigel, who have even more experience than me, in dealing with governments. And they will bring a lot of value. And Veni himself was part of, is still part of the Bulgarian government. So we have a lot of new focused blood at ICANN with the leadership of Tariq to actually think of our government engagement. I think I'm running out of time for you. I can take one last question. The gentleman there.
Yes, Fadi. This is Lyndall MacDonald. I'm from Jamaica. What is currently your biggest challenge as CEO, and what approaches have you carved out to address it?
Without doubt, it's figuring out how I can work with 4 hours of sleep per night. That is my biggest challenge. I love to sleep, and since I took this job, I haven't gotten my 7 hours, I think maybe a few times that I can count. No, but seriously, I think it's evident from the comments you've heard from many conference attendees. It's finding the balance between my natural instinct to get things done and the need to balance that with the deliberative process that is needed to ensure everyone stays involved. So naturally, I'm inclined to find the most efficient route to get something done. I'm an entrepreneur. I build companies. I build nonprofits. I get things done. This is my nature, is to get it done. But yet, I am actually very deliberative. Even in my family, we don't reach any decision on anything, going to holidays, buying a home, whatever, unless my two boys and my wife and I sit, and even in my own home. My parents live in my home. My wife's parents live in my own home. So we're a big family, and we reach every decision together. So it's my nature not to just, you know, top down do things. But yet, in the ICANN community, we have so many things that need to get done that, frankly, have not been done for years and are dragging us, right? But at the same time, I cannot just do them. Finding that balance is the most important thing I need to do. And I'm committed to it. This is what I said in my opening. I'm committed to it. I just have to find that balance. It can't be that we just grind everything back to a halt. It can't be that we get things done despite and against the deliberative process. I need to find that balance. That's my biggest challenge. And I'm committed to it. I'm not running away from it. Thank you.
And Fadi's challenge becomes the staff's challenge.
Yes, indeed.
As Fadi tries to find the balance with us, so do we try to find the balance with all of his energy. And we can do this, and one more thing, and I just heard, and can't we get that done? So, you know, it's a great place to be, Fadi, to have to actually
think about that because you want to do so much. I appreciate being in that place of trying to find my balance as a staff member. It's all good.
Thank you, Jenny.
Benny, you wanted to say something? And then as a closing, if you could just introduce Akram for me. Okay. If you would please introduce Akram, I'd like...
Akram doesn't like the way I cooked in Boy Scouts 30 years ago when we were both little boys. He always made fun of my cooking. He is the only one at ICANN. You know, Akram and I were Boy Scouts together when we were 10 years old, 12 years old. And we were both, I can give you some secrets that you can get us into trouble with, but I think the name of our troop was Jaguars. I think we were the Jaguars, and we were partners since then. Of course, I really liked Akram because he was the only boy in a family of many beautiful sisters. So I used to really like to hang around him and his family. But Akram and I go way back. We went to school from first grade to, I think, eighth grade or something like that, and then the war started in Lebanon, and the war divided. We completely each went into our own way. My parents, who are Egyptian, shipped me to Egypt, where I lived with my grandmother during the war, and I did some years there. And then I reunited with him in Boy Scouts for the last couple of years of high school, and then the war raged again. In 1980, we all went our ways. And I think I did not see Akram for decades after that. We just did not. You know. Many people in our class either got killed in the war or moved to different places. We were dispersed by the Civil War. And then we met again in L.A. And we're working together here. So he is my partner. And he is someone I trust to tell me the truth always. He is known in my leadership team to be the contrarian, but it's really because he is one who can just say it to me. And I need that. I need that because all day I get people telling me what a great job I'm doing or what a terrible job I'm doing. But from Akram I get straight talk. And I like that. And I appreciate it in him. And I appreciate his friendship and his partnership. So, Akram, come on up.
Thank you. That's not what he tells me, but...
Have a good day.
So, thank you for having me here. Welcome to ICANN, and it's a pleasure to see you all here. I think that you've heard enough from everybody that came up that said that you are the future of ICANN. That's a fact. We count on you to actually carry the flame for moving forward and keep ICANN on its toes and keep us all working together toward a better future. So with that said, I want to reflect on a couple of things. I received an invite on LinkedIn from somebody, and I usually don't go to LinkedIn enough, and I looked at the person, we had some common friends, so I accepted the LinkedIn invitation, and then I received an email, a long email, saying, I'm a fellow, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and it was very, very encouraging to see that the enthusiasm that came out from this fellow, and she's actually here, Maria. And, I listened to her, and she was like wondering, how do I go from here to here? Should I choose this? Should I choose that? And in true ICANN or true Akram fashion, I said I'm going to reply, and I never did reply. So I apologize for that. But she was on the right track, so I didn't really need to guide her or anything. But that kind of made me think, and it's important to get your feedback on this. It seems like maybe it would be helpful to have a mentor, somebody that's been in the ICANN system for a while as you come in, that you could actually, get guidance from, or maybe get you know, ideas of what to do next or where to go. And if that's something that is interesting for you guys, you should actually mention it and so that, you know, we can try to put a program together to help you with that. I think Janice would be the right person to reach out to, and if that's interesting. I think that would be helpful. It's kind of like a mentor or a partner that can guide you through the ICANN complexities and different things and where to go next and how to push your not career, but your engagement within ICANN. The other thing that I wanted to touch about before I kind of give you the opportunity to take some questions is that, and I don't know if we did that or not yet, but we are moving toward a better platform for engagement online. That platform should actually be a continuum engagement for not only the fellows, but everybody that comes to ICANN to be able to reach us online and participate and engage at a different level depending on their time and availability. So you slide up in engagement and then you can slide down in engagement. So I think that at some point it would be important to have Chris Gift also come in, who's putting this thing together, and get your opinions and you know, share with you his ideas on that. With that, I just want to tell you a little bit about my role at ICANN and take your questions. I'm the COO of ICANN, so I work on the plumbing, basically, making sure that the plumbing works and there's hot water and heat and all the necessary stuff for ICANN to function, at least from the staff perspective, as well as for our stakeholders in less of a participation in that, but as well for them. So with that, I would like to give you the opportunity to ask me any questions that you have, and I'd be happy to answer them. So please. Yes.
Good morning, Akram.
Good morning.
Rinalia Abdulrahim. I am a member of the ALAC appointed by the nominating committee. This is my fifth ICANN meeting, and I just wanted to say that the importance of mentors is not just in the beginning where you're trying to figure out your way around ICANN, but also when you are serving, you still need these mentors. And it's possible that you don't need just one mentor, so you need several depending on the subject matter that you are interested in. And now a question for you. When there is a change in leadership, there is usually a staff transition. And I noticed that there is quite a high rate of hiring. I just wanted to know, what is the ratio of old to new staff right now, and what is your projection in terms of what the ideal level ICANN should be? Thank you.
So the ratio of old to new, if you think from the beginning of the fiscal year, I would say we were at about 140, we're short of 200, so it's about 60 over 140, you know, less than about 45%. But this is growth, it's not really transition. And the reason for growth is that we put in our strategic plan that we're going to support the new GTLD program. So the new GTLD program is a huge growth area for ICANN. We have to, we used to have 20 GTLDs to support. We're going to have 1,500 GTLDs to support. So it affects, you know, the infrastructure of the ICANN staff, which means finance has to be able to do more things. The engagement team, for the registries, the contracting, everything gets affected by that. So that's a big vector of growth. And then we've had also a globalization initiative that we're trying to engage with a lot of more globally. So that's a huge growth area for us. And that also, when you have people engaging, the world, that only generates more work, right? So so when you have people going into places we didn't actually go to, then that generates more work, that generates more meeting, more calls for support, more travel, and all of that ends up in we're forecasting to grow even further as we next year, as we open the two hubs in Singapore and Istanbul. So when you think about that, the growth is going to be happening at a fast rate. So I wouldn't worry about the ratio of new versus old. I think that the most important is to make sure that we stay down the right path and we don't deviate from our mission, and that's already in place in our mission and structure as well as in our strategic planning. So, and the community will make sure we don't stray. So, I hope that answers your question.
And Akram, thank you.
Thank you very much, and keep up the good work. And if you need anything, please do not hesitate to reach out. Thanks. Bye bye.
Akram, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and information. And, you know, as Gabby did, you can reach out and get answers or just have your phone go off just at the time I call her name, one of the two. So we are going to turn this room over to the at-large. We are going to move down to room 2AB for the rest of our meeting. Alain, I'm hoping you could just move down with us and speak for just a moment. Alain, who's the chair of the not-for-profit constituency, was unable to join us yesterday due to a conflict, and I would like to just give him a couple minutes since there's several of the fellows who are engaged in not-for-profit organizations. I'd like to be able to give him just a few minutes. Our selection committee, I really appreciate that you've been here this morning. If you could come down to the room 2AB with us so that we could introduce you, and then you are not obligated to stay with us during our talk, but just to be introduced. So room 2AB, right here on the first level. Okay, so just take a quick break and come down in about 10. Okay?